So tell us, how does producing a song using AI differ from writing a song in a traditional manner?
Well, funnily enough, the seed of a song often comes from, I guess, a bit of a spark of getting together, a collaboration, particularly with Justin and I. It's always been the case. And in this case, we have trained a computer on Eurovision data, so melodies and lyrics, and both melody and lyrics together, how they match, and then just seeing what it spits out. And often it's nonsensical, but it's always surprising. And so in some strange way, it's actually similar to sort of sitting around and spitballing what a song might be about, you know, in terms of its lyric content and melodies, and then taking it from there. And Justin jumps on board and has produced this track in pretty much the same sort of way.
I mean, I see those memes from time to time about, oh, I fed an artificial intelligence, you know, 200 episodes of CSI, or I did it with a whole bunch of Game of Thrones, told it to produce a scene from that program, and it's often, a little bit comical nonsense. You see AI produced memes themselves that, like you say, like kind of mashups of various different ideas that don't quite land. So how much kind of goes into producing one that kind of makes sense, I guess, that ultimately makes sense?
Well, those memes you've seen are, yeah, very much the same process that we approached this one with. We took, 200 of the, I think, the third best Eurovision songs, I think.
Mostly the winning, but yeah, some of the runners-up.
Yep, and we trained it on the lyrics as much as they do in those scripts, when the computer writes scripts. And then we took the MIDI information of all those Eurovision songs, which is the musical, basically, or melodies and chords and things, and applied the same process that you've seen as well. And basically then combined the two together to come up with those lyrical sort of lines of stanzas. And as we went through, we sort of listened to all of them, about 500 or 600, I think, of them.
Yeah.
And we basically, the chorus jumped out at the first. Welcome home, oh, welcome home, welcome. Well, okay, that's the chorus. It's catchy. That's the Eurovision thing. So we pieced the song together like that. So there was a bit of picking and choosing from us, that's for sure.
Was there a thought of making sure there was kind of an Australian element into this one in particular? I mean, were you looking for something, given that this is, you know, an entry into a contest like Eurovision, making sure that there was sort of inherently Australian elements?
From the very outset, we knew that, Eurovision is always based on having a sort of a cultural nuance or doing something that is unique to the country. So I think early on we came up with the idea that that it had to have something special about it. And Justin, perhaps you could talk a little bit about our koala synth that sort of came about.
Ah, yes. Well, we thought no one else was going to try putting native animals of their country into a neural net and generating some sounds using those animals. But in the same way that we trained up those lyrics and melodies, we did the same thing with audio files of koalas,
Tasmanian devil, kookaburras,
and sort of put them all into the mixing pot as well, and came up with an interesting sound that we've used in one of the lead lines in the chorus. And of course, we seeded the neural net with a couple of words like fire. You know, about the bushfires, I think we wanted to get a bit of that in there as well. So that's the power of fire bit that you hear.
Now, looking forward, I mean, there's obviously a lot of criticisms in the music industry right now that a lot of popular music sounds too manufactured. But given, you know, Eurovision are behind this one, do you think we might see something of an increase in AI-produced music following the competition?
Yeah, look, it's certainly an interesting avant-garde world, Eurovision, in terms of its ability to kind of experiment inside the music industry. But look, it's funny because, I mean, you know, we feel that we were sort of born analog and raised digital, and so we sort of saw the movement from tape to computers in terms of editing music, and we really feel that AI is sort of the next step. So there's often a bit of fear around sort of new technology and how it's going to sort of replace things. But look, in our experience, and particularly with experience around this Euro AI song competition, it's it's been a collaborator. We see it as being co-creative, and if it speeds up sort of an initial process of finding an idea to sort of elaborate upon, it sort of allows us to be more human, you know. And I think we'll see a lot of musicians and composers starting to embrace some of the tools that we're seeing in AI more and more.
So less about sort of saying, well, we'll replace all of our human artists who cost us too much money with this sort of programming, and more just another tool in the artist's arsenal.
Yeah, look, absolutely. You know, it's actually quite fun to sort of bounce ideas around with the AI processes, because in fact, you're sort of only mirroring your own thought if you sort of, as Justin puts it, sort of seed an idea, and it sort of comes back at you with a whole bunch of sort of concepts. So it's almost like having a collaborative, a friend to sort of bounce ideas off.
Yeah, we think it's very much a case of raging with the machine.
I like that. Well, guys, look, best of luck in the competition itself. We'll obviously be keeping our ears on this one because it sounds rather intriguing. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
No worries.
Vote for Australia.
Vote for Australia.